Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out here to the Chris Miles Money Show today. So excited to have you with us and excited to have our guest Lita as well, which I'll introduce in just a moment. As a reminder, make sure you can check out our blogs and podcasts, events, all that good stuff we got here on MoneyRipples.com. Hey, let us serve you if you want to find more ways to be able to improve your life, because we're all about creating that ripple effect of freedom and prosperity through your life, through your family's life, through the friends and your communities, the country, and across the world. And that ripple effect begins with you. And so we want to create that ripple effect of freedom, prosperity. We want to have that ripple effect that just continues on beyond you, something that allows you guys to have the life that you love, that you can do what you love and be able to love your life at the same time. So I'm going to bring on our guest here, Lita Green. Now, Lita is someone that I'm so privileged and honored to have on.
That's a nice way of saying he's had a really hard time scheduling me. You're being very gracious, Chris. Thank you.
She's been a pain in the butt to get on the show.
Oh, see, now you just lost the graciousness. I have been, though. I have been difficult to schedule.
It's worth
I apologize.
So Lita's not only is she a speaker, she's an author, she's a mom, she's a makeup artist. I mean, she's awesome. I mean, she's funny, she's hilarious, she's got great teeth. I mean, and I'm sure you can totally see that from this interview, too. So, I mean, like, there's just so much amazing stuff about her. One of the great things I love is that she has a book called How to Embrace Your Inner Hotness, an inside-out approach to a lasting makeover. And I just love the fact that she's got something that's a great message that we all need. And so I always tell everybody, when I ever have a guest, I like to bring on people that are real, they're authentic, they're actually not posers. They're the real people, right? They're the real deal. And Lita's definitely that person. She's an amazing person I know, and she's got a great message. And so I'm really honored to have her on our show. So, Lita, welcome.
Well, I'm super honored to have the Chris Miles say those nice things about me. What? Now I'm all a flutter, you know?
All a flutter, huh?
I didn't even have to pay him to say that. It's craziness.
I know. You should definitely be privileged.
Yeah. So one thing I'd like to define is what I describe hotness as.
Yeah.
So that we, as we're going forward in the conversation, that people know what I'm defining it as. Because words are very powerful. And how we use them is different according to person, right?
Right.
So typically we think of hotness as being sexy or alluring or being hot. And yes, women, we can be all of those things. But most importantly, we don't want to be like a wildfire, burning out of control, loud and flashy. Like the latest example of this is Miley Cyrus, you know, getting lots of attention by flaunting her body and her inappropriate behavior. But nobody goes to a wildfire to, you know, warm up their marshmallows for their s'mores. They go to campfires. And campfires, interestingly enough, because they're contained and in control, they're actually molecularly hotter than a wildfire. And of course, people are drawn to a campfire for the warmth and security and sustenance that campfire brings. And that, when I talk about hotness, is the kind of hotness that we all should be working for. Not the burning out of control others, but the in control of ourself, our thought processes, who we are, what our value is. And that comes easily to us when we understand that we have a loving God. And as a mother, I am honored that, one, I get to share this message with my own children, but with all of us and the little girl and little boys inside of us that are not aware, we forget how easy it is to forget that we are hot and we are amazing and that our warmth and our genuine, authentic self is enough.
I love that. You know, and I personally struggled with it quite a bit myself, you know, especially where I went through junior high like a lot of kids did.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't get to skip it. They don't let us.
Yeah, I know. You know, but it's neat because, like, I love that because it's embracing the best of who you are and it's letting that come out, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not comparing yourself to other people. I grew up and my grandma used to tell me that I was ugly and that nobody would love me. And I compared myself to my more petite blonde, you know, the typical beauty that my sister is very beautiful, but I didn't fit in that box. I'm a little bit bigger boned and like to talk maybe a little bit more than the average person. And so it was just this exuberance that they were trying to put in a box of safety and I didn't fit in there. And so I grew up thinking that I would not, because of how I looked, or, you know, one character aspect about me, that I was unacceptable. And in my book, I share a story of how I overcame that and also the 15 steps that I shared with I'm an image consultant and makeup artist, that I shared with all of my clients of how to overcome that idea that of comparison and that we're not okay and there's something wrong with us, because usually the things that make us teased and weird as kids are really the gift to our genius.
I love that.
Outside of junior high.
There might have been some genius there, but no, not many of us showed that genius very well in a lot of ways, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are ways that people can really express that? Like, what's there just like a few ways people can better express that inner hotness or even discover what that is?
Well, any habit that you want to create in your life, you have to do it over repetition. Right. And we all know that we're supposed to think positively. So we get into this cycle of, oh, I should be thinking positively. Oh, what is wrong with me? Why can't I be more positive? Okay, smile, chin up, smile. You know, and yeah, that cycle of shaming ourselves is very productive. No. And so the longer we have been doing a negative trait, the more it's not going to take us just 30 days to overcome that negative trait. But a 30 days or 60 days or 90 days of a conscious time period. So what happens is people set their resolutions in, you know, January 1st, and by February 14th, they don't even remember what they are.
Right.
And so any change you want to make in your life, you need to do and make it a part of your everyday life. You don't just go on diet, you create lifestyles, you know, for health. You know, yeah. You don't just go on a budget, you create a format of how you're going to deal with money and your relationship with money, right? See, right, Chris? Right.
Yeah, right.
Hold for money ripples right there.
Yep.
So most all of us, we all put our deodorant on. We all brush our teeth.
We do.
Chicks, we even put makeup on, right?
Right.
Instead of going into the mirror and seeing everything that is wrong with you, which we tend to be very brutal, especially women, to our physical image. You know, we think we're fat or we're ugly. We're comparing ourselves to supermodels that are airbrushed beyond to plastic.
Right.
Brooke Shields said she wished she looked as good as Brooke Shields. You know, even Brooke Shields doesn't look like Brooke Shields of what they put out, you know, in our media. And so we compare ourselves to that. And so instead, I recommend that women and men, every day they do their vanity prayers. So every day when you go into the bathroom and you're, you know, wiping the sleep out of your eyes and you're brushing your teeth, to look in the mirror, which you're looking in your eyes, which is the, you know, the soul to your, the window to your soul, or I call it the hotness, because that's what makes you hot. And you say nice things to yourself. Say, I'm beautiful. I'm amazing. I'm on purpose today. And the work that you do to the outside of you becomes a reflection of the true work you've done inside. And just a symbol that I'm on purpose today. I meant today. I did not roll out of bed by accident and end up at this meeting. I'm actually here on purpose. I also put my schedule in front of me, and I see me being awesome and amazing for all of the different needs and demands that I have in a day that we all do. And I see me being amazing because we've all heard, if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. So when do we plan our attitude? And, you know, Chris, you know, I'm a happy person, and I, like everyone else, have had difficult, hard, what I call poopy things happen. But I have made a habit of every time I get ready of saying to me the same kinds of things that I would say to my children. So nothing is said that is not building me up. And so I'm not looking to others for validation.
I'm not looking for others to fill me up. I've already filled my heart and soul and put myself in line and seeing me who I truly am. And I'm multitasking because I already know how to brush my teeth. That's a simple task.
Yeah.
But I'm just choosing, focusing on what I think during that time. And I've had clients that have come back and said they lost 70 pounds or it saved their marriage or they, you know, feel like they're hot. You know, they make more money. I mean, all these kinds of things, because our brains can only think so many things at a time. And if we're sitting there thinking on our poopiness, we're not thinking on our awesomeness or our hotness.
Right. Yeah. So really you get that the inside show up on the outside, right?
Exactly. So I always tell people I'm not nearly as hot as you think I am. It's just my inner hotness radiating out.
That's awesome. Now that's got to be easier said than done, right?
It's you know, it's such a little thing, Chris, and that's why I attach it to brushing our teeth, because anyone who's ever potty trained children or taught them to brush their teeth, it's agonizing.
Right.
But eventually they master it.
So you're going to see a lot of people kicking and screaming at first, but eventually you'll get used to the habit and just do it.
Actually, I see a lot of women crying.
Yeah.
And guys are like, oh, this doesn't apply to me. And then they'll come back and they'll be like, you know, I thought, why not? And, you know, it's the little things you do every day. That's true with life and with our skincare. It's the little things that we do that add up. It's not the big, grand efforts that make us who we are.
Yeah.
It's the little habits that we create in our life. And so why not create the little habit of every day you're getting ready instead of going, oh, I can't believe I have to do today, or, oh, why do I look so fat? What's wrong with me? Instead, take that time to, you know what? I'm going to be awesome today. I'm going to love and I'm going to serve and I'm going to give. I'm so excited for this client that's going to be coming over. I'm going to help her feel and see that she's beautiful. And when my kids walk in that door, I am going to be right there, eyeball to eyeball with them. And we are going to have these great conversations and it's going to be awesome. And of course, every day doesn't go as planned because right. We live on earth. We are not in heaven yet, right?
Right.
So I ask myself three questions at the end of the day. Have I honored myself? Have I honored those who depend upon me? And have I honored my God? And if you look at what the word honor means, it means, you know, trying our best. It's, you know, it's about intention. And I'm not saying like intention, like meditation. I'm saying what we meant to have happen.
Right.
And if it didn't happen that way, at least we tried. And we can just, okay, another day, it's fine. And then I can also assess if, you know, I could have done better. And not beating up on myself and shaming myself. You know, you could have tweaked this and you could have tweaked that. And when we are coming from a positive place, we're able to much clearer see what we had control of and what we didn't have control over.
Right.
And it starts to build a mindset of hotness. And then others are drawn to us because when we like ourselves, we cannot give to another person something we do not possess.
Right.
So if it's money, I can't give you $1,000 if I don't have $1,000.
Exactly.
But I can't give kindness to you if I don't have a habit of kindness to myself.
Yeah. If you can't talk nicely about yourself, how can you talk nicely about others?
Right. And the reason my grandmother told me that I was ugly and that nobody was going to love me was because she viewed marriage and relationships as a control factor, and that she had to look a certain way in order to be loved. And so a lot of eating disorders and things like that. And she was just trying to help me realize to keep my expectations low.
Wow.
Because I just didn't fit what was, and it wasn't out of hate. It was out of her own self-talk.
She wants you to be disappointed, right?
She didn't want me to think I was any kind of something special because men were never going to look twice at me. Men were never going to, I wasn't going to be dated. I wasn't going to be loved. And so, you know, just, you know, the big thing was it's such a comfort to your parents that they'll always have you to take care of them. You know, yeah. Connotating that I wouldn't ever get married and, you know, I would be the old spinster with my parents. The irony is that my parents do live in my basement, but I am married happily.
Yep. You have an awesome husband too.
I have an amazing husband. He is such a good man. He has an unquestionable character. So I am very blessed, and I purposely dated someone on their character, not just their good looks. And he's good looking, but it was his character that attracted me, his hotness.
That's right. So how do you see that helping you even in business?
Oh, the thing is, there's the common saying of how you show up for one thing, you show up for everything, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So I started this process when I was 15. And again, it's kind of a long story, but basically I was insecure. I had an experience where I knew that I needed to think about myself differently. And it was just like, whoa, I got to think differently. This is crazy. But over, a few years of doing that, it started molding me into who I am today. And so fortunately I was able to date and all that kind of thing. But instead of worrying about when I get up to give a presentation for work, do I look good? I've already taken care of that. And like I said, we can only think so many things in our brain, and we're sitting there shaming ourselves instead of building up on our hope and our confidence and our ability to do things. So my brain is able to focus on things because I've already taken care of the other stuff. I say in my business, my tagline is spend enough time in yourself in the morning to forget about yourself the rest of the day. Mm. And when you're able to truly forget about yourself and just go love and serve other people because you're not seeking for validation from them. You're not seeking from, I need you to make me feel good about me. You're not going to them with an expectation of how much you're going to buy from me, how much you're going to do business with me, because it's all the same neediness. If it's an emotional need or a financial need, it's a neediness, and people feel that from us. But if we just show up to love and serve and give, people want to do business with us. People want to be around us. People like us. And money, I believe, is a side effect of doing your job well. And there's a spiritual aspect to business in being who you really are. Not if you can't just work for money, you got to work from your passion.
Right.
And if you know who you are and feel good about you, then it's much easier to find what your passion is and show up in a real, kind, serving, giving, how can I help you way that's not we believe in customer service. It's just becomes a part of who you are. Because as you know, Chris, most of our best business contacts are not people we thought were going to be our best business contacts.
It's true.
It's people that we just have a friendship with, or a relationship, or a respect for. And things just kind of happen. And so when you have this neediness that I got to make this happen, you're operating out of desperation instead of inspiration. And I stole that quote from somebody, but it's such a good one.
It's true. It's that power versus force, right?
Right.
Force and everything to happen and force people to like you, and it just doesn't work.
Right. And, in the scriptures, they talk about, fear versus faith. And, faith cannot be where fear is, and fear cannot be where faith is, and desperation can't be where, joy is, there's these oppositions. And so if you're a happier person, you're going to be more successful in life. And, sometimes people are like, well, that's not fair. They have it all. Again, falling back on comparisons. I didn't set out to have it all, but I do. I mean, I'm happily married. I have a successful business. My children are amazing little people that are just inspiring to me of who they're choosing to become. I have this amazing life. But on the same hand, I could also focus on my husband got hit by a bus, had a massive heart attack. I have a degenerative hip. We've had to bury a kid. We've had challenges.
Yeah.
But I choose to focus and put my energy into what is good and what is blessed in my life. And therefore, that's what shows up.
I love that. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's funny how over the last few years, especially as I've been more in the spotlight, I've done more speaking and things like that. It's amazing how it will bring those things out of you and some of those insecurities. But what's been amazing is I've really embraced kind of that inner dork of myself.
Uh-huh.
It's funny how the more I embrace it, the more I like it, the more other people like it too.
Because you gave me the kind compliment of calling me authentic, that if we're a dork, it's okay. Because, the geeks shall inherit the earth. I'm pretty sure that's what it said. It might have said meek, but I think it's geeks. Right? I tell the young girls that always go for the smart boys because they're working on their character and their brains,
Right.
We're all the insecure over something. When I accomplish something that I'm really proud of, I'm like, wow, trucker's daughter made good, because I came from this blue collar trucker, grew up wearing overhauls
And I'm still proud of myself that I, you know, like I grew up pretty good, didn't I? You know, no one in my family talks like that, but you know,
right.
we still have that little person inside of us with those insecurities. So that's all the more important why we are taking that conscious effort to talk to ourselves and the little person inside of us to say, it's okay. It's all right. Because, you know, we can't change the past. We can't change the heartache and the hurt that has happened, but we can sure tell ourselves everything and show ourselves that everything turns out just fine.
Uh-huh. I hope everyone you listen to this is really getting this, because this is just good stuff.
It's hot.
It's hot. So, well, great. I know we just have another minute here. Lita, like, what are some things that you can offer our listeners, or how can they reach out to you and contact you?
Well, my name is a unique and interestingly spelled name. It's Lita, L-E-T-A, green, like the color with an E on the end. They can Google me. They can YouTube me. They can look up my speaker website. And, of course, I'm easy to find, beauty of the Internet. So as long as you spell my name right, you've got me. And my book is How to Embrace Your Inner Hotness, and I have a line of makeup that stays on all day, so it helps you to not have to worry about how great you look because it's already taken care of. But I really recommend that women and the gentlemen listening as well, that you do your vanity prayers. And you can call them like your intention mindset. You can call them whatever you want. But when you're doing a mindless activity like brushing your teeth, note what you're thinking and turn it from the stress to the blessed.
Mm. Love that. Yeah, I agree.
That's
awesome.
Gums.
Well, yeah, we'll have your link in the show notes, and you know, a lot of our listeners are also doing like a morning ritual where they're doing something every morning. This is a perfect thing to add rate to it. So I think
amazing. it's the same thing. I mean, truth is truth.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you're already doing that, that's awesome. Just note, people tend to slip up. There's all kinds of psychology behind this, but they tend to slip up in mindless activities.
Yes.
And so note what you're doing during a mindless activity, because when we say, okay, now this is what I'm doing, then we're like full purpose. It's in those mindless times that we tend, 80% of our brain, we tend to think negative. So we have to retrain that.
That's right. Awesome. Lita, thank you so much for being on today. This is really, really valuable. And I know I love this perspective for our listeners too. This is fantastic. So everybody, you know what to do. It's time to do those vanity prayers every morning.
Yeah, it was my honor to come on. Thank you, Chris, for having me.
Hey, you bet. Thank you so much. And everybody, make it a great, prosperous week, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.